This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Former Oakland Mayor Jean Kwan is back in the news, this time for her stated plan of opening a medical marijuana dispensary with her physician husband in San Francisco's Outer Sunset. It's not the first time Kwan has been involved with the cannabis industry. Over a decade ago, during her tenure as Oakland City Council member, Kwan introduced legislation around dispensaries. One population that's beginning to embrace the new availability of pot: older adults. But many seniors don't know how to apply for a medical marijuana card, or how to gain entrance to a dispensary, or even why they would want to do it in the first place. So an Oakland cannabis dispensary is pairing with senior service organizations to change the hearts and minds and prescriptions of retirees. KALW's Stephen Short took a field trip in the summer of 2016 with some of these folks. Here's what he found.
Hi. You know, I think Kelly's going to take us in and guide the way.
A van with about a dozen passengers has just arrived at Harborside Health Center, a medical marijuana dispensary on Oakland's Embarcadero.
I'll tell you this right here before we go on over there. We'll start on the outside. We'll gather together.
Kelly Quirk, Harborside's community engagement coordinator, greets the visitors who've come from the Rossmore Senior Community in Walnut Creek.
All right, let's wander right over here.
And before you get the wrong impression, this bunch isn't here to investigate altered states.
No. I don't want to get high.
They're here to learn about medical marijuana, or as Don Lustelet, one of today's visitors, says.
I don't use marijuana. I use cannabis.
Harborside's Kelly Quirk says many seniors are going through a learning curve on this topic.
We find a lot of times that seniors who are the people who could use these medicines almost more than any other demographic part of the population don't know very much about it. They suffer from the stigma around it.
Starting with the basics, Quirk tells today's potential customers that the plant's best known compound is THC.
That's the one that makes you high. The one that's second most known and the second most prevalent in the plant is CBD, cannabidiol. That's the non-psychoactive one that has a lot of healing properties. Now, I have to say, THC has a lot of healing properties as well. All right? Are there any questions so far? Yes, sir.
You know, people that you can talk to regarding what your problem is and what to take?
Absolutely. So every single one of those people who usually get called bud tenders, right? I always think that we need a new word, and then I think, I like that word, you know?
That was Don Lustelet again asking the question. He's been using cannabis-based creams and lotions for a couple of years to relieve his peripheral neuropathy, which causes severe pain in his feet.
I've had operations, I've had acupuncture, I've had chiropractic care where they have the lasers and it didn't work.
Lustelet says all he remembers from his one experience with smoking pot as a kid is that it made him choke, so he never did it again. Wendy Robertson, another member of this tour, also tried it recreationally as a teen.
I never enjoyed it. You know, it was always something that was just a little weird. It just wasn't fun. I'd rather have a beer.
This visit to Harborside was coordinated by the Medical Marijuana Education and Support Club at Rossmore. When Robertson first heard about this group, she dismissed it entirely.
I was thinking, oh, you guys are just a bunch of potheads belonging to this group.
But after learning more about the club, she realized she was wrong.
I was just ignorant. I didn't know what it could do. I didn't know about the medical properties.
And once she found out, she actually apologized.
It wasn't a big deal apology, but I did say, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was so, you know, judgmental, thinking you guys are a bunch of potheads, even to my husband. No, you guys are just a bunch of potheads. And they're not. There's a medical component to this.
Robertson was on a car trip when she first tried medical cannabis. She got it because her back was bothering her.
I can remember being in the car and undoing the bottle, and I was a little nervous. I just put a little bit on. I go, okay, Kurt, if I get weird, that's my husband. If I get weird, watch me, you know, because I have no idea what to expect. And so I rubbed some on my lower back, and I think it was maybe 15, 20 minutes. It was noticeable improvement. I could tell that my back was feeling better. And I was remembered thinking, God, this is so wild. And he's, you know, are you feeling high or anything? I go, no, nothing like that.
Harborside's Kelly Quirk finds it ironic that so many older people are afraid of the psychoactive component of cannabis.
Because it's also the population that grew up in the 60s, so these are the people who started smoking it as a large demographic group in the United States, you know.
Inside the Harborside building, Quirk's presentation to his guests includes two numbers.
This is the number of people who are killed in alcohol-related deaths in the United States every year, 88,500. This is the number of people who die from cannabis overdoses, zero. Which one's legal?
That's not quite comparing apples to apples. And to say that cannabis or marijuana is trouble-free would be overstating the truth by far. Quirk says his figures are from the Centers for Disease Control, which reports that in 2015, an average of 6 people died specifically of alcohol poisoning every day. The CDC also says that in 2014, there was one death in Colorado linked solely to marijuana consumption. It's the only one since the state approved recreational use of marijuana in 2012. Still, why not just use over-the-counter medications? Wendy Robertson can answer that.
You know, I could probably use Motrin, but why? Because it's got terrible side effects. Why would I do that? I don't even like to take aspirin unless I absolutely have to.
According to the online Marijuana Business Daily, the majority of medical cannabis patients report using it for pain relief, ranging from arthritis to migraines. Critics note that it's all anecdotal evidence and any relief is only temporary. But that's true of any pain reliever. And as Wendy Robertson says, seeing is believing.
I tell anybody to go. Get over yourself. Come. This could help, right? It's helping people. I've seen people it's helped. I've heard their stories.
It's been said that the person with the most options is the healthiest. And at least for these seniors, one of those options is medical cannabis. At Harborside Health Center in Oakland, I'm Stephen Short for CrossCurrents.